Okay, save it to the internet. Don't say anything you don't want public knowledge. So we're continuing to learn. It's Mishlei Perek Yud Dalet. Going through kind of one at a time, but the next four psukim form a chiasm. Remember what a chiasm is? The keef shaped where it's where the outside matches and then the inside matches. It's a mirror image psukim. And starts at Peti Yamin L'chol Davar, a naive person will believe anything. But Arum Yavin Oshro, but a clever person will understand for his to his own benefit, to his own, for his own happiness. Racham Yarei V'sar Meira, a wise person fears and turns away from evil. Uksil, but a fool Mitaberg will get angry. Uboteach, who is sure of himself. Katsarapayim Yaseh Avelet, someone who's short-tempered, will do Avelet, which translates, will do, call it another word for foolishness, will do wrong. Vish Mizimot, and a person who plans, person who has plans, Yisaneh will be hated. Nachalup Ta'im Avelet, the simpleton, the naive people will inherit again Avelet. In the sense of doing wrong, and we've translated that before as the Greek word akrasia, where you know what's right or wrong, but just don't do it, acting against your own best interest. Avarumim, but the clever yichterudat will be crowned with knowledge. So you have the outside is the peti versus the arum, the naive, the simple, and the outside nachuptaim arumim, and the inside is the anger. Ksil who gets angry, the short-tempered one will sin. That's the chiasm. Naive, angry, naive. And we talked about what it means to be a peti, translated as naive. Yeah, min l'cholavar, believes anything. We talked about the beginning of learning Mishlei, cause me. Shlomo says in his introduction to the things that he's trying to do with Sefer Mishlei, one of the things is latit lepetaim orma, to give the naive a little bit of cleverness. That's his goal. You should be able to think. The naive, the peti is naive, is easily swayed, is from the root lufatot, to entice, seduce. And arum is always clever, and it's usually in Tanakh it's a bad thing. Last week's parasha, the snake, right? The snake was more arum than all the other animals. Or Eo talks about what God does is blocks the plans of the arum, the clever. But in Mishlei, it's a positive thing. Mishlei says, okay, we're going to give you Arma. Is a contrast to the naivete of the peti. And we've emphasized that being a peti, being naive, is not a bad thing. There's a place for emunah pshuta, just believing, not overthinking things. And Shlomo's goal is not to turn the peti into an arum completely, just give him a little bit of arma, right? Latet lepetaim arma. Give them a little bit of cleverness so they're not quite so naive. As Tilon says, Shomer p'teim Hashem guards the naive. We're expected to have faith. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of all Nevi'im, is described himself as a peti from this pasuk here. And this is Shmuel Rabbah describing when Moshe gets his first vision at the burning bush. Hashem says, "Vayomer Anochi Elokei Avicha, I am the God of your fathers." And this is going to be interpreted based on our pasuk. Peti yamin l'chol davar, a naive person believes everything. We'll believe anything. I'm Rabbi Yehoshua Cohen, Bar Nechemya, B'shash Nigla Kadosh Baruch Hu Al Moshe. When Hashem first revealed himself to Moshe, Tiron Haya, he was a tyro. You know the English word tyro, T-Y-R-O? There you go. So from Latin. Better using it too, to mean a newbie. He's a newcomer. He was a Tiron Haya Moshe L'Nevuah. Moshe was a newbie at being a prophet. This has never happened before, but this whole incident with a burning bush. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says, "Im nigla alai ani alav b'kol gadol." If I come with a great voice, special effects on me, ani mevato, I'm going to scare him away. B'kol namuch. But if I come with a small, hidden little voice, boser hu al nevuah, he's going to. Boser literally means unripe grace. He's going to sour on the nevuah. He's not going to listen. He's not going to take it seriously. So ma'asa, what does Hashem say? Do nigla alav b'kol shel aviv. This voice came that was the voice of his father. Mar Moshe Hineni, Moshe heard. Now he hasn't, at this point, Moshe hasn't seen his father for 40 odd years, right? Back in Egypt. But he hears a voice, the voice of his father speaking, says, "What do you want?" Makarish Baruch Hu, Eini Avicha, I'm not your father. Elo, okay, Avicha, I'm the God of your father. That's Petui Batya Alach. I'm here to you, coming to you as a Petah. You need to believe. So you don't fear. So Moshe needed that belief. And he wasn't crazy. This was Nevuah, and he had pure faith in Hashem. That was his strength. There are times and places where you shouldn't be too much of a chacham, too much of an arum. Don't be so cynical. You need emunah pshuta, but being a petty can be dangerous because one is too easily swayed in the wrong direction. So this idea is b'tei marma, again, give them a little bit of cleverness, allows them to fight back. And we've called that the midah benonit, the golden mean. You don't be too far on one side, too far on the other. And the Midrash notes this as the ideal case in Yaakov. Yaakov describes an ish tam, a simple person, but he goes to Laban, who's out there to cheat him. He can handle it. And when Yaakov first sees Rachel, so he gave Yaakov Rachel, ki achi abiyahu. Yaakov tells Rachel that I am your father's brother, really nephew, I mean kinsman. The Midrash on that, and that I'm his brother in sense of Ramaot, of being a swindler. Imlo Ramaot Huba, if he wants to cheat me, gamani achi b'Ramaot, I can match him. Imadam Kasherhu, if he's kosher person, Gamani ben Rivka, I will act as the son of Rivka, Achoto Hakshera, his sister, who is honest and true. So you have to know when to match the Arub. So that's the Peti. Moshe is the Peti. Moshe is the one who has Emunah, but Moshe is also the one with Tzaraf. Moshe loses his temper. The most familiar place we have is when Moshe hits the rock, Moshe's final sin, Parshat Chukah. When the people have run out of water, they complain. Hashem says, "Speak to the rock." And Vayakilu Moshe Aaron Kahal Pnei Hasala. Moshe and Aaron gathered the people in front of the rock. He says to them, "Shmunah Mariam, listen, you rebellious ones. Pnei Hasala Zen Utsilachem Mayim. Are we going to? You think we can get water out of this rock?" Moshe And then Moshe raised his hand and hit the rock with his staff twice. The water came out. That was Moshe's sin. That's the reason he didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says that the sin, the thing he did wrong at Meribah, was actually the getting angry. This is from Shemona Parakim, his introduction to Avot. Moshe ben Olav Shalom. Kvar Amar El Lava Kadosh Barach. That Moshe was told, "Yanu Mantan B, since you didn't believe in me, to sanctify me in the eyes of Bnei Israel," and so his sin was, what did he do that he didn't sanctify Hashem? He went too far to the extreme. He went to the wrong extreme with one of the important midot. Important characteristics, which is patience. He lost his patience. And he went to the side of being angry. When he said, "Bamro, Shimuna Hamarim, listen, you rebellious ones." Hashem was exacting with him. Adam Kamahu Koes Lifnei Adat Yisrael. When a person like him would get angry before the whole community of Israel, in a place where anger would be inappropriate, After such a person promotion, getting angry, that was a chil Hashem. The sim is getting angry. The Sifra, the Midrash on this, says something more subtle. As Rashi says, the sin was hitting the rock. But the reason that he sinned was because he got angry. Anger isn't so much inherently wrong, but it leads to not thinking. So the Sifra here starts at the context of the Sifra, is looking at the aftermath of the war with Midian. It's another place where Moshe gets angry. Pasuk says, "Veitzu Moshe v'Elazar Kohen, v'Nasiyei Haida l'Kratam, Moshe Elazar, who is the Kohen Gadol, Aaron's already died at this point, and the heads of the community come out to meet the army that's come from avenging the war against Midian after the sin of Balpor. Amichus Machaneh, they go out. Veitzof Moshe al Putei Achayel, Tzarei Alfim v'Tzarei Mot. And Moshe is furious with the officers of the army. They're coming back from the field of battle. And Moshe says, "What you let the women live?" And they were the cause of the sin in the advice of Bilaam, that Bnei Israel betrayed Hashem, and what happened at Baal Peor, and there was a terrible plague among the people. And the next paragraph starts out with Bayomer Elazar Kohen Elachat Safa. Elazar starts lecturing the people, the officers, Habaimlachama that went out to war. Says, Zorchukat Torah Shetziva Hashem Moshe. These are the laws that Hashem told Moshe. Moshe gets angry, and then Elazar has to step up and start teaching the halacha. So Gemara says on this, Reish Lakish Amar. Call Adam Shekoes, anyone who gets angry, Im Chachamhu, Chachmatom is Dakela Mimenu. He's wise, he loses his wisdom, Im Navihu, Nivuatom is Dakela Mimenu. He's a Navi who loses his Nivuah. You can't think when you're angry. And we learn that from Moshe, Tiv, Vayitzaf, Moshe, Moshe get angry, and then, Vayomer Elazar Kohen. Then Elazar starts lecturing them on the Kukata Torah Shetzivah. It's clear that Moshe forgot what he was supposed to be saying. So it switches to Moshe. And it quotes a previous episode when Moshe gets angry. After the death of Nadav and Abihu, Aaron and his remaining sons are supposed to still offer the Karbanot. And so Moshe goes in and says, "Betzira Chatat," the goat that was offered as a Chatat offering, "Darosh Darash Moshe b'nei Sarah." Moshe investigates, and it was burned. Like Tzof Elazar v'Ali Tamar b'nei Aaron notarim l'mor, and Moshe gets angry at Elazar and Tamar, Aaron's sons. And he says, "Madu lo achaltam et ha-chatat? Why did you not eat the korban chatat? B'makom ha-kadosh, ki kodesh kodeshim hi." It should be within the Mishkan, in the holy place, because it's holy. But Otah Natan Lachem L'Seita Davon Ha'idah, you're eating it as a coin is part of the Chatat process of atoning for the sins of the people, L'Chaper Aleihem Hashem, to atone for them before God. He gets mad at them. Why didn't you eat it? Like Deber Aaron and Moshe, Aaron says to Moshe, "Hanayom Hikru Et Chatatam Et Betolatam." Look, they sacrificed the Chatat and the Olah L'Tnei Hashem. And this tragedy happened. Two of my sons have died. And if I had eaten the chatat while I'm in the state of mourning, Hashem would Hashem have wanted that? It's a rhetorical question. And Moshe heard what Aaron asked, heard the reasoning, and realized that he was wrong. And Aaron's comment was good. That Aaron was right, they were right not to eat it. And so the Sifrei says, first, in the case of Elazar, Moshe Rabbeinu Lefishe Baklal Ka'as, Moshe Rabbeinu, since he got angry, Balechal Tov, that's why he made a mistake. Elazar Omer, Shlosha Makomot Balechal Ka'as, Balechal Tov. That we have these three times when Moshe gets angry and he makes a mistake. Kiyotzebel, just like this example of war with Midian. We see when he gets angry at Eleazar and forgets the halacha, and Aaron has to correct him. And Kiyotze Bazibo, Ata Omer, Shimuna Marim, and similarly by Mei Meriva. When Moshe says, "Listen, you rebellious ones," he gets furious at Bnei Israel. And then, Vayera Moshe at Yadav, Vayachta Sela, he hits the rock instead of speaking to it. He makes a mistake. Afkan, it's even here also, Vayiktov Moshe, Moshe's angry at the officers. And then, Vayomer Elazar Kohen, Moshe Rabbeinu, Feshe, Baal Chalkaz, gets angry, makes mistakes. That's Moshe. And we have to quote Yoda from The Empire Strikes Back. Anger leads to hate, hate leads to suffering. Those had the menace now. And I think those were connected. Again, we talked about the petty and the one that gets angry, that being a petty, being naive, believing everything leads to a sense of betrayal. Because not everything one's perfect. Believe everyone is right, you believe everything. At some point, something's going to go wrong and your expectations will be dashed. And here, Moshe's high expectations of Bnei Israel lead him to get angry. And now he's in the state of Ketzara Payim, the one who is short tempered. Yaaseh Evelet will do wrong, will make mistakes. But again, Evelet is this idea of akrasia, kind of knowing what the right answer, what the right thing is, but not implementing, not doing it. It's a lack of self-control. That's the connection between the two halves of the chiasm. But if you look at the other half of the pasuk, it says, here we are, Ketzara payam yaseh. Someone who's short-tempered will do wrong. But the ish mizimot yisna, the person who plans will be hated. It's a little harder to interpret that. So Rashi says that mizimot, which I just translated as plans, means evil plans. Okay? Ish mizimot is machshavot etzara, thinking about doing the wrong thing, etzara. But in Mishlei, the word mizimot is a positive thing. He wants to create mizimah, like the other, let me get back that pasuk here, right? The other half of latet l'ptaim armah, what Shmuel says in the beginning, he wants to give to the naive armah, cleverness, lenar, to the young, to the headstrong, he wants to give dat u'mizimah. He translates mindfulness, thinking about what you're doing. That's not a bad thing. So why is such a person hated? The Ralbag says it's talking about taking mindfulness too far. You can't make a decision. You're petty. You're betrayed, and now I just can't do anything. I can't decide. That's taking your mind. That's doing too much mizima, and that's wrong. This is the Ralbag. Mishu ish mizimot. Someone who is a person who is all about planning. That always thinking many things. Uzman aruch, it takes a long time. Imroi laso to the rim and lo, takes too long to decide if should I do this, should I not do this. Nei yisane, he will be hated. Because people won't be able to tolerate that. Uvukashim, who are asking him questions. Rak bukoshi atzuma od, right? It takes too much effort to try an answer out of such a person. Machshava. Because there, whenever he has an idea, you can't answer, can't make a decision. Then he'll be very confused in everything he does. If you're constantly going back and forth and second guessing, should you do it, should you not? Is that a fan like this? Lo yaseh davar gamet v'matzrichim lo ma'od. Want to even things that are right, things that you need to do. Adam, you have to be careful. Don't spend too much time thinking about them. A person shouldn't look into it too deep, look into things too deeply. You have to know when to actually act and make a decision. So it's the flip side of becoming angry. When you're trying to be naive, believing, and you're betrayed, because that's going to happen. Then you question everything. You're either angry at everyone or questioning everything, questioning yourself, questioning every judgment. You can't do anything done. So the answer is to be in our room. Clever. That the clever will be crowned with knowledge. Need a little bit of cynicism. Cynical enough to trust, not to trust everything, but to have faith in others nonetheless. To have this balance of peti v'arum. That's the chiasm of those four psukim. The next pasuk, and we'll finish pretty early, is an extension of that. Let's go to Shachur Ra'im Lifnei Tovim. The bad will bow before the good. Rasha'im Al Sharei Tzadik, and the wicked will similarly bow at the gates of the righteous. And the previous pasuk talked about being Yaktiru, will have a crown, the idea that everyone can see that you're a Chacham. As Ibn Ezra says, Yaktiru, Yikne Keter Adat. A crown of knowledge. And they'll become acknowledged as the great Chacham, that you go, and others will respect you. Therefore, the wicked will bow. That's the petty, the one who's naive, who believes everything. And so too will the Arum, they will bow before those who are good. And the Malbim says on this pasuk that ra'im tovim, that being bad and good, are not individuals, but the abstract ra evil that happens within all of us. Where no one's a perfect tzaddik, no one's a perfect rasha. But if we allow the good to be yaktir, to have that crown to stand up, then the ra within us will bow to the tov. You can get better. You have to allow it too, and you can improve, and that's what the Mishnah says, is that the goal is armah, you can't give up. And that's Rashi Shachura Tovim. The bad will bow for the good. Amar says, Agam even though evil will always oppose the good. Tadik, the wicked will oppose the righteous. Still, Shabar, once they confront each other, Yishuchaku, the bad will bow before the good. Yechonallah will be humble before. Good will win. This is your own internal mental state. Similarly, the wicked, when they come literally to the gates of the righteous, Yishachu, they will bow down. But the teva hara, the nature of evil can't stand before good. Kasher lo yamod hachoshech lifnei or, just like dark cannot stand before light. A little bit of light chases away a whole lot of darkness. So the bottom line is that don't lose yourself to either anger or self-doubt. You can get better, and you will get better. Have that faith in yourself. Yamin l'chol davar, at least yourself. And I would stop here.
It was interesting. Turn off the AI.
You turn off the AI or did?
No, you should turn it off if I'm going to say something.
Oh, okay. I guess not. Okay.
I was just reading last night in Netivot Shalom about Noah, and it was talking about the ideas of Rasha versus Ra, and
Okay.
how, but I mean, I'm not sure I understood everything because it was in Hebrew and I was like breaking my teeth on some of it, but I think that they were saying that Rasha is not Rasha Legamur,
Okay.
and the Ra, why did God have to destroy the world for these people? What made them so bad? Like, they weren't just Rasha'im, they were total Ra. And like, why did he have to destroy everything, the animals? Like, how could they be Ra? You know, so like
Right.
it's an interesting, I mean, that idea that Mishle is bringing up about, you know, bad can, you know, that you can have good and bad inside of you, and the good can be overcome. I mean, the Ra can be
Be
overcome by the
overcome,
good.
yeah.
So I'm just curious, like, how, you know,
I don't know.
in relationship to the whole generation that were destroyed because of their evilness, I just
Right.
wonder how they were so
It
bad.
says that all their thinking is ra. So I don't know about the I don't know what the distinction would be. I guess this is a Tir Shalom.
Yeah, as in like the first part of their Noah section. I just thought it was interesting that they're both talking about Ra in a slightly different way. I think there's probably a lot to be said about what evil is and what, like everybody has a part of them that, like Moshe, who could get angry. He wasn't Ra, he just had moments of losing control.
Right. So that's why I think what my Mishle is all about is acknowledging that and saying, okay, you need to kind of train yourself so that you don't end up in that position. And then you have to
Right.
think about it. And I'm proud of that. A lot of what he keeps saying over and over again is you have to plan this out beforehand. Right. Think about how things are going to be. Make sure your kind of automatic reactions
I mean,
are
for
okay.
me as a therapist, because all I read and hear about these days is people being able to stay regulated and in your window of tolerance. These are the buzzwords today in the therapeutic community about somatic, being able to stay in the parasympathetic and not in the, the whole polyvagal stuff. Like all of this stuff is in my feed constantly. And when I think about somebody who gets reactive, who has like a bad temper, it's because they're in their sympathetic nervous system, they're flying off the handle, they're in fight or flight or whatever they are, because they're not regulated, they're not feeling safe, they're not feeling like they can manage a situation, they're overwhelmed. So I just wonder, like, was Moshe overwhelmed? Did he hit a wall? Why? Why was that
Yeah.
situation too
Right. I
much
mean, I
for
think
him?
that's probably the implication that that's what's going on here, right? And that's my mind is that his, because he had expectations. He knew that people would, and expected them to be, expect everybody else to be perfect. Moshe was, so at that point he wasn't the leader that they needed.
I think that's also a big part of it, is your expectations. Okay, well, I'll be thinking about it.
Don't expect everyone to be a petty. Right? Don't be a petty. Don't expect everyone to be perfect. Factor that in beforehand. And the other thing is Hansen's law.
What's Hansen's law?
Never attribute to malice what can be adequately explained by stupidity. They're not out to get you. They're just not thinking. They're not thinking about you at all. It's not
That's a good point.
anything. Not something to get angry about.
Yeah. Funny. Okay.
Okay, I'll
Thanks.
stop.
Have a
So hope
great.
Dan feels better. And
Yeah,
how long
hopefully
are
she'll
you
be.
in New York?
We're going not this week, obviously, next the Thursday to the Tuesday afterwards. So the 30th through the 3rd or something, the 4th.
Okay, so you're still here this Tuesday, so probably
So hopefully
for
Janet and
Tuesday.
I will be on top of things and we'll
Okay.
be here. Okay, great.
Okay. Have a good
Have a good night.
night.
Thank you.